buka.
Soon your eyes also will close.
Matanya juga ikut ketutup nanti.
You'll feel sleepy.
Akan ngantuk.
Amen?
Amen?
It doesn't happen with you, it happens with me.
Ya, sama saudara enggak, sama saya aja.
I'm guilty of it.
Saya bersalah.
So what do I do?
Ya, saya buat apa?
I read it loud.
Saya bacanya nyaring.
I read it and I hear what I read.
Saya baca dan saya dengar apa yang saya baca.
You must hear what you read.
Saudara harus dengar apa yang saudara baca.
Tell your neighbor, you must hear what you read.
Bilang sama sampingnya, kamu harus dengar apa yang kamu baca.
So when you read loudly,
jadi waktu saudara baca dengan nyaring,
do you think you can sleep?
Apa saudara bisa tidur?
No, you only get thirsty.
Tidak, saudara malah haus kan?
And you have to get up.
Harus bangun.
Get to drink water.
Minum air dulu.
Keep you awake.
Supaya tetap terjaga.
Very practical.
Ya, praktis banget.
Amen.
Amen.
I solved 99% of your problem.
Dan menyelesaikan 99% masalahmu.
First level is.
Level pertama adalah.
Not hear the word only in the message.
Bukan cuma dengar di dalam khotbahnya aja.
You must read the word for yourself.
Saudara harus baca firman sendiri.
You must get your own revelation.
Saudara harus gali pewahyuanmu sendiri.
Don't use second hand revelation from the pulpit.
Jangan dapat ya pewahyuan baris kedua ya, yang kedua dari mimbar aja.
Whatever I am preaching,
apapun yang saya khotbahkan,
is my personal revelation that God taught me and trained me.
Itu pewahyuan personal saya, Tuhan ajar, Tuhan latih saya.
My experience will not help you unless it becomes your experience.
Pengalaman saya tidak akan membantu saudara kalau itu tidak menjadi pengalaman pribadi saudara.
Amen.
Amen.
If you want to live a miracle-filled life every day,
kalau saudara ingin menjalani hidup penuh mujizat setiap hari,
you want a Holy Spirit-filled life every day.
Saudara ingin hidup saudara dipenuhi Roh Kudus setiap hari.
You want Jesus filled life every day. Jesus filled life.
Saudara ingin hidup saudara dipenuhi Yesus setiap hari.
You want blessed life every day.
Saudara ingin hidup saudara diberkati setiap hari.
Read the word loudly.
Baca firman dengan nyaring.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you love the Lord?
Berapa banyak yang cinta Tuhan?
I like you.
Saya suka saudara.
How many of you love the word?
Berapa banyak yang cinta firman?
How many hours you spent with the word?
Berapa jam habiskan waktu sama firman?
That means you spend with the Lord only 2 hours.
Ah, kalau cuma 2 jam berarti habiskan waktu sama Tuhan 2 jam juga.
Oh. How much you love him?
Seberapa banyak kau mencintai dia?
Will be known how much time you spend in the word.
Itu akan ketahuan dari seberapa banyak kau habiskan waktu dalam firman.
Amen.
Amen.
If you spend only 5 minutes,
kalau kita cuma 5 menit sama firman,
you love the Lord only 5.
Artinya engkau cinta Tuhan cuma 5 menit aja.
I like the brother. He said 2 hours I read the word.
Saya suka ya bapak itu bilang 2 jam baca firman.
So that's 10%.
Artinya 10%
out of 24 hours.
Dari 24 jam.
Wow.
Wow.
He gives this tithe.
Dia gunakan perpuluhan.
God bless him.
Tuhan berkati.
You give 10% of your time. Minimum requirement.
Kita kasih 10% dari waktu kita, itu persyaratan minimal.
I used to do that early days.
Dulu-dulu waktu awal-awal saya lakukan itu.
8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours.
8 jam, 10 jam, 12 jam.
Now I don't do that.
Sekarang saya tidak lakukan itu.
What happened?
Apa yang terjadi?
I store all the word on the inside.
Saya simpan semua firman di dalam batin saya.
I use the fourth level.
Saya gunakan level keempat.
Meditation.
Meditasi.
I bring out the word.
Saya ya, keluarkan lagi
my
firman.
My spirit.
Dan dalam roh saya,
connected with the Holy Spirit,
terhubung dengan Roh Kudus,
keeps hearing the word,
terus mendengarkan firman,
keeps meditating. You know, when I was going to Sunday school,
saudara, waktu saya lagi pergi sekolah minggu,
I cannot memorize the scriptures.
Saya tidak bisa hafal kitab suci.
I get 0 marks.
Saya dapat 0 hafalan.
I can never remember the scriptures.
Saya tidak bisa menghafal Alkitab waktu sekolah minggu.
I'm very poor in remembering.
Saya sangat jelek dalam hafalan.
It's been from my childhood.
Dari kecil memang begitu.
But now,
tapi sekarang,
I remember all the scriptures.
Saya ingat semua kitab suci ayat-ayat.
What happened?
Apa yang terjadi?
I don't store the scriptures in my mind, I store the scriptures in my spirit.
Saya tidak simpan ayat-ayat itu di pikiran saya simpan ayat-ayat itu dalam roh saya.
I store the scripture in my heart.
Ya, dan saya simpan itu dalam hati saya.
Are you listening?
Saudara dengar?
So what are the 5 things?
5 hal itu tadi apa?
Hear the word of God.
Kita dengar firman Tuhan. Menyimak firman
Listen
Tuhan.
Listen to the voice of God.
Ya, lalu apa? Studi, pelajari
firman Tuhan. Study the word of God with different translations.
Dengan berbagai
commentaries, ya.
Terjemahan, ya. Komentari Alkitab apa lagi.
Study for hours together.
Gali berjam-jam firman Tuhan.
Take time, go to the resort.
Cari sumbernya yang
lock
lain.
Lock your room and study the word.
Kalau kita pergi ke tempat sesembunyi, villa, kita kunci kamar, kita belajar firman.
If you don't have money for the resort, come and ask me.
Kalau saudara nggak punya uang untuk pergi ke villa, minta saya kasih duitnya.
come to India.
Ke India maksudnya.
Put you in a resort, make you read the Bible.
Saya akan taruh di villa di India, bikin baca Alkitab sih.
Number four.
Keempat apa?
Meditate.
Meditasi.
What is meditate?
Apa itu meditasi?
How many of you have seen a cow?
Berapa banyak pernah lihat sapi? Lembu.
Only two people, four.
Cuma dua orang, empat.
Four people have seen cow.
Empat orang pernah lihat sapi.
Come to India, we worship the
datang
cow.
Datang ke India, orang India sembah sapi.
We love the cow.
Ya, kami cinta sapi.
Very delicious.
Ya.
Okay. The cow here is very delicious.
Tapi sapi di Indonesia lebih enak, amin?
Don't, okay.
Karena bisa dimakan.
This part, okay. Indian may watch it, I'll be having trouble.
Oh, tolong disensor, nanti kalau saya dilihat orang India, saya bisa dibahaya.
Now, what did the cow do?
Nah, sapi itu kerjaannya gimana?
Cow takes the grass.
Ya, makannya gimana? Dia makan rumput.
Sits in a corner.
Lalu habis makan rumput duduk di pojokan.
Bring it out and keep
dikeluarin lagi.
Chewing,
rumputnya chewing. Dikeluarin, dikunyah lagi, dikunyah lagi, dikunyah lagi.
Have you seen that?
Pernah lihat mamah biak?
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
How many of you gone to Israel?
Berapa banyak yang pernah ke Israel?
Oh, pastor, when is the next trip?
Trip berikutnya kapan Pak Pendeta ya?
How many of you want to go to
berapa
Israel?
Berapa banyak yang mau ke Israel?
Oh, so many. Okay,
itu banyak ya.
Contact Sony ya.
Contact Sony. Catat nama ya.
Go to Israel soon.
Israel segera.
You go to Pastor's gone to Israel.
Ya, Pak Pendeta sudah.
No, no, God.
Israel semuanya sudah ke Israel.
You seen the rabbi there?
Pernah lihat rabbi di situ?
How do they read?
Gimana baca Alkitab?
Let's go front and back.
Ya, maju mundur, maju mundur.
They keep confessing.
Terus dia ucapkan mengaklaim, terus deklarasi firman.
The Lord is one.
Oh, Tuhan itu satu.
Yes, they keep confessing.
Ya, Tuhan itu Esa.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Tuhan adalah terang dan keselamatanku.
I don't live in darkness.
Aku tidak hidup di kegelapan.
The darkness is afraid of me.
Kegelapan takut sama aku.
They keep meditating the words.
Meditasi firman.
Are you listening?
Saudara dengar?
That's called meditate. I mean, meditate means not close your eyes like that. You are
yoga,
yeah, like yoga.
Saudara, meditasi itu bukan seperti yoga ya kayak India kita diam kosongkan diri tidak.
Many people think meditation means yoga.
Ya, banyak orang pikir meditasi seperti yoga ya.
That's not. That's bukan. Demonic.
Itu dari setan.
That's from the evil spirit.
Itu dari roh jahat.
But the Bible meditation.
Tapi meditasi gaya Alkitab.
Is confess the word.
Yaitu pengakuan firman.
Declare the word.
Deklarasi firman.
So the people. There are four levels of it, meditation, and then you memorize.
Jadi ya level itu lalu kita hafal dengan hati.
So the body.
Jadi tubuh kita.
When you hear the word in your mind.
Waktu kita dengar firman di pikiran kita.
As long as the word is in the mind.
Selama firman di pikiran.
The devil will steal it.
Iblis bisa curi.
That's why you don't remember what Pastor Ben preached last Sunday.
Itu sebabnya saudara tidak ingat minggu lalu pendeta khotbah apa.
What enemy steals it?
Ayah musuh sudah curi.
But
tapi
between the mind and the heart.
Di antara pikiran dengan hati.
God puts your mouth.
Ada mulut di tengahnya.
So you must confess those scriptures, read those scriptures.
Jadi saudara harus mengaku firman itu, ucapkan baca firman itu.
Pray those scriptures.
Doakan firman itu.
Declare the scriptures.
Jangan deklarasi firman itu.
Are you understanding?
Saudara mengerti maksudnya?
Yes, you do it.
Jadi waktu kau melakukan itu ucapan.
With your mouth, with your heart you believe.
Dengan hati kau percaya.
With your mouth you confess.
Dengan mulut kau mengaku.
That Jesus is Lord.
Oh, Yesus adalah Tuhan.
With your mouth, when you confess, you are saved.
Waktu kau dengan mulut mengaku, kau selamat di situ.
Romans 10:10 says that.
Romans 10:10 bilang begitu.
I hope you receive what I'm trying to tell you.
Saya harap saudara menerima apa yang saya ingin sampaikan.
And now.
Yeah.
This is a revelation that God gave me.
Lalu wahyuan ini Tuhan kasih saya.
Maybe you can hear this message again and again later on.
Mungkin saudara bisa dengar yang terus menerus khotbah ini.
There are three levels over there.
Ada tiga level di sini.
Stony ground.
Ya, tanah berbatu-batu.
We have something called soul.
Kita disebut ya ada jiwa ya.
What's your soul?
Apa jiwa kita?
It has got three.
Saudara kita ada jiwa tiga.
Emotion, jiwa. Will and intellect.
Saudara perasaan, kehendak, emosi.
Amen.
Amen.
So mind is the level one.
Ya, pikiran itu level satu.
And number two is emotion.
Level 2 itu emosi.
When you hear the word of God,
waktu kau dengar firman Tuhan,
you become excited.
Saudara semangat
banget. You become emotional.
Saudara emosional.
Full of joy.
Saudara suka cinta.
But after you're tested.
Tapi setelah kau diuji,
the word gets tested.
Ya, firmannya diuji.
The enemy chokes that word.
Musuh ya menghimpit firman itu.
Word doesn't go deep.
Firmannya tidak jadi dalam.
And then the next level is stony.
Level berikutnya yang berbatu-batu.
It says worries of the world.
Ya itu yang terhimpit semak-semak ya kekhawatiran dunia.
Let's look at one scripture.
Coba lihat satu ayat.
Ambition for wealth.
Ya, ambisi kekayaan.
Thinking about money.
Ya, pikir tentang uang.
Let's see what it says in the message translation.
Ya, dalam terjemahan the message.
Thank you. Can you keep playing words softly? see here, verse 20.
Ayat 20.
He hears the word.
Dia dengar firman.
Respond with enthusiasm.
Menerimanya dengan antusias.
But no character.
Tapi enggak ada karakter.
Emotions dry up.
Emosinya kering.
So it's to do with emotion.
Ini cuma kena di emosi aja.
Okay, verse 22.
Ayat 22.
Worry.
Kekhawatiran.
Worry about, you know, about wanting everything. Greed.
Ya serakah, ya khawatiran dunia maunya semuanya gitu.
So mental, you know, what do you call it? Pressure.
Ya tekanan mental gitu.
Okay. What happens?
Apa yang terjadi?
The word gets sold, stolen.
Firmannya dicuri ya.
So emotionally you're tested.
Jadi secara emosi kita akan diuji.
Mentally you're tested.
Secara mental kita akan diuji.
Your will is tested.
Kehendak kita diuji.
And in spite of crossing those levels.
Dan ya walaupun kita melewati level-level itu.
You hear?
Saudara dengar.
And then you meditate.
Saudara meditasi.
And it goes down to your heart.
Dan menyerap masuk ke hatimu.
Goes to your spirit.
Masuk ke dalam rohmu.
Now this is the good ground.
Nah, roh itulah tanah yang baik.
What is the good ground?
Apa itu tanah yang baik?
Your spirit.
Roh saudara.
Your heart.
Hatimu.
So when the word goes into your heart.
Jadi waktu firman masuk ke dalam lubuk hatimu.
Takes the word deep inside.
Dia akan membawa firman itu jauh ke dalam
then
hatimu.
Then produces a harvest of, you know, 30, 60, 100 fold.
Maka menghasilkan tuai yang 30, 60, 100 kali lipat.
Look at the next verse.
Coba lihat ayat berikutnya.
God's kingdom is like a farmer who planted good seed in the field.
Kerajaan Allah seperti orang yang menaburkan benih yang baik di ladangnya.
Your heart is the field.
Hatimu adalah ladangnya.
In the middle of the night.
Di tengah malam.
The enemy sows thistles.
Musuh ya menabur itu ilalang.
You know, Jesus told these parables.
Yesus katakan perumpamaan ini.
To reveal
untuk menyingkapkan
the condition of our heart,
kondisi hati kita.
Bible is the only book.
Alkitab adalah satu-satunya kitab
in the whole world,
di seluruh dunia.
When you read,
waktu kau membacanya,
the author, the Holy Spirit himself,
pengarangnya, Roh Kudus sendiri,
comes and sits next to you and explains it to you.
Datang dan duduk di sampingmu menjelaskannya padamu.
You can say it again.
Saudara boleh. Oh ya. Alkitab adalah satu-satunya buku.
Talk to them.
Kitab.
Please, yeah, understand.
Yeah.
Talk to them.
Saya ulangi Bapak Ibu. Me. Okay.
Yeah. Take your time. You're the preacher now.
Okay.
Everybody clap your hands. Pastor Chandu Samuel. Yeah.
Alkitab adalah satu-satunya kitab di dunia ini yang waktu kita membacanya, pengarangnya mendampingi kita langsung menjelaskannya kepada kita. Amin.
Bible is the only book.
Alkitab adalah satu-satunya buku, sudah.
Every time,
yang setiap kali
you take it,
engkau ambil itu,
someone comes next to you.
Ada seseorang datang di sampingmu,
sits in the chair with you,
duduk di kursi bersamamu,
and they ask you,
dan dia tanya sama kamu,
do you understand?
Apa kamu mengerti?
What you're
baca,
you must say,
saudara harus jawab,
no,
tidak,
unless you explain to me,
kalau kau tidak menjelaskannya padaku,
I cannot understand,
aku tidak bisa mengerti,
teach me Holy Spirit,
ajar aku Roh Kudus,
but he says,
tapi Roh Kudus bilang,
you read Psalms 23 so many times,
kamu baca Mazmur 23 banyak banget,
from childhood,
dari kecil udah baca,
how come you don't understand,
bagaimana mungkin tidak mengerti,
I am hungry for fresh revelation.
Tuhan, aku lapar untuk pewahyuan yang segar lagi.
You are my shepherd.
Engkaulah gembalaku.
This Joshua Paul is not my shepherd.
Ini Joshua Paul bukan gembalaku.
He is like a military general for us.
Dia seperti jenderal militer buat.
I don't want to listen to him.
Kami tidak mau dengar dia.
We want to listen to you, Holy Spirit.
Kami mau dengar engkau, Roh Kudus.
You are so gentle.
Engkau begitu lembut, gembala
yang
lembut.
You are a wonderful shepherd.
Engkau gembala yang ajaib.
Come sit next to me.
Duduk di samping aku.
You are my shepherd.
Engkau lah gembalaku.
You forget about the Bible.
Engkau lupakan Alkitab.
And you start worshiping.
Malah mulai menyembah.
As the deer panteth to the
hati. Sarana sungai jiwaku rindu akan
amin.
Kaulah ku panaskan.
when you come to read the Bible,
waktu kau datang untuk baca Alkitab,
you prepare to hear His voice.
Saudara siap-siap untuk dengar suaranya.
And you take a diary.
Dan saudara ambil buku harian.
You take the Bible.
Ambil Alkitabmu.
Sometimes you will not allow you to read it.
Kadang-kadang Tuhan tidak izinkan kamu baca.
Listen to my voice.
Dengar suaraku.
He will talk to you.
Dia akan bicara padamu much more.
Lebih banyak lagi. What you can understand from the Bible.
Dari apa yang kau bisa mengerti dari Alkitab.
When you read the Bible.
Untuk kau baca Alkitab.
Your mind tries to grasp.
Pikiranmu berusaha untuk mengerti.
And you start worshiping.
Dan kau mulai menyembah.
Yesus. Yesus. Kau berani bagiku.
Firman,
sit with the Bible.
Duduk dengan Alkitabmu.
God doesn't look at your face.
Tuhan tidak lihat wajahmu.
He looks at your heart.
Tuhan lihat hatimu.
And as you start worshiping,
dan saat kau mulai menyembah Dia,
still having the Bible,
sambil pegang Alkitab,
you feel,
kau akan rasa
somebody sitting next.
Ada orang duduk di samping kamu.
You feel Jesus.
Kau rasa Yesus.
You feel the Holy Spirit.
Kau rasa Roh Kudus.
You feel the Holy Spirit.
Kau rasa Roh Kudus.
Sit right next to Him.
Duduk di sampingmu tempat
the author.
Karena
He's the author.
Karena Dia pengarangnya.
And that book you're holding in your
hand. Dan buku yang kau pegang di tanganmu ini
belongs to Him.
Milik Roh Kudus.
This is His book.
Ini bukunya Dia.
Are you listening?
Saudara dengar?
The moment you touch this book,
begitu kau menyentuh kitab ini,
you touch Him.
Engkau menyentuh Dia.
And He comes.
Dan Dia datang.
Because that's His book.
Karena ini kitabnya Dia.
That's His voice.
Ini suaranya Dia.
And when He comes near,
dan waktu Dia datang mendekat,
you don't read.
Kita tidak baca.
Just feel like worshiping.
Rasanya mau nyembah aja.
How many of you read the Bible and worship together?
Berapa banyak yang suka baca Alkitab sambil menyembah Tuhan?
Can I see your hand?
Bisa lihat tangannya?
Ah, I'm talking about
ya, you. Ya, ini saudara orangnya.
You tell the Holy Spirit.
Saudara bilang Roh Kudus.
Speak to me through your word.
Bicara padaku melalui firman-Mu.
And He speaks to you those verses.
Dan Dia ucapkan ayat-ayat itu.
Listen to the voice of God.
Kita dengar suara Tuhan.
As you listen to the word of God.
Sembari dengar suara Tuhan.
What happens?
Apa yang terjadi?
You open the Bible.
Saudara buka Alkitab.
Suddenly,
tiba-tiba,
in the old chapter,
seluruh pasal,
one scripture,
ada satu ayat,
touches your heart,
menjamah hatimu.
You take a pen.
Kau ambil buku pen.
You underline that.
Lalu di garis bawah.
How many of you done that?
Berapa banyak yang pernah begitu?
Yes, I'm talking about you.
Ya, saudara orangnya.
The old Bible, old chapter is from God.
Seluruh Alkitab, seluruh pasal dari Tuhan.
But suddenly,
tapi tiba-tiba,
one scripture,
satu ayat,
touches your heart,
menjamah hatimu.
Not your mind.
Bukan pikiranmu, tapi hatimu.
He speaks to you.
Bicara padamu.
You feel your problem going away.
Engkau merasa masalahmu lenyap.
You feel your worries going away.
Engkau merasa kawat merasa khawatirmu lenyap.
The devil running away from you.
Iblis kabur dari kau.
Because.
Karena.
This Bible will keep you away from the devil, or the devil will keep you away from the Bible.
Saudara, Alkitab akan menjauhkan iblis daripadamu, atau iblis akan menjauhkan Alkitab daripadamu.
Amen.
Amin.
How many of you believe that?
Berapa banyak percaya itu, saudara?
How many believe the devil runs away?
Berapa banyak percaya iblis kabur?
Why?
Kenapa?
When you read this book,
waktu kau baca Alkitab ini,
Jesus comes.
Yesus datang mendekat.
Holy Spirit comes.
Roh Kudus datang mendekat.
When the Holy Spirit comes,
waktu Roh Kudus datang,
thousands of angels come.
Ribuan malaikat juga datang.
To your house,
ke rumahmu.
To your room,
ke kamarmu.
To your street,
ke jalan-jalanmu. Saudara dengar.
The old street is filled with angels.
Seluruh jalananmu penuh dengan malaikat.
Why?
Kenapa?
The Bible,
Alkitab,
attracts the Holy Spirit.
Menarik Roh Kudus.
The Bible,
Alkitab,
attracts heaven.
Menarik sorga.
The Bible,
Alkitab,
attracts angels.
Menarik malaikat-malaikat.
You know why I am so emotional?
Saudara tahu kah kenapa saya begitu emosional?
My mother is a Hindu.
Ibu saya orang Hindu.
We're finishing 2 minutes.
That our problem.
My mother is a Hindu. Was a Hindu.
Ibu saya tadinya Hindu.
She was a teacher.
Dia guru.
Every day she goes to the temple.
Setiap hari dia pergi ke kuil.
While going to the temple,
sementara ke kuil Hindu begitu,
she saw a book lying in the dustbin.
Ibu saya lihat kitab buku ini masuk di ada tempat sampah.
Never been to church.
Dia belum pernah ke gereja.
Never heard a pastor.
Dia pernah dengar pendeta.
Never heard the gospel.
Dia pernah dengar pemberitaan Injil.
She sees a book.
Dia lihat tuh ada buku di situ.
Lying in the dustbin.
Di tempat sampah.
She gets, she takes that.
Lalu diambil bukunya.
In India,
di India,
book is Saraswati.
Buku itu Dewi Saraswati.
It's a god.
Dewi.
Education is a god.
Ya, pendidikan itu dewa juga.
Money is a god. Lakshmi.
Uang juga dewa, dewa Lakshmi.
Everything is a god.
Semuanya jadi dewa di situ.
You understand what I'm saying?
Saudara ngerti maksudnya?
This is like god.
Ya, ini seperti dewa Tuhan.
She takes a book.
Ya, dia ambil bukunya.
She starts reading it.
Dan dia mulai baca.
She starts crying.
Dia mulai nangis.
Now I understand.
Sekarang saya mengerti.
While I'm talking to you,
sebentar saya bicara pada saudara.
She was filled with peace.
Dia penuh dengan damai.
She didn't go to the temple.
Ya, dia tidak pergi ke.
She went to school and started reading it.
Dia pergi ke sekolah yang ngajar, dia baca Alkitab.
She brought it home and was reading it.
Dia bawa pulang, dia baca nih.
She read it day and night.
Dia baca siang malam.
And that book changed her life.
Dan buku itu mengubah hidupnya.
Filled her with the peace.
Penuhi dia dengan damai.
All the evil spirit left her.
Seluruh roh jahat lepas dari dia.
What do you think happened?
Apa yang terjadi, saudara?
What book was that?
Bukunya apa?
The Bible.
Alkitab.
Somebody,
ada orang
threw the Bible,
buang Alkitab
in the trash can,
di tempat sampah.
I tell people,
saya bilang sama orang-orang,
if you have a lot of Bible,
kalau Alkitab kebanyakan di rumah,
pray,
doain,
throw it in the trash,
buang di tempat sampah.
Some Hindu will pick it up.
Bukan ada orang Hindu yang nemu.
And the son will become a preacher.
Lalu mereka jadi pengkhotbah.
And the son will become a preacher.
Mereka jadi hamba Tuhan.
Now, don't do it.
Ya, jangan, beneran.
I'm not telling you throw in the dustbin.
Saya enggak suruh saudara buang Alkitab ke tempat sampah. Enggak.
False prophet.
Itu nabi palsu.
Gift wrap it.
Ya, dikado.
Buy one bag of pempek from candy shop.
Lalu beli pempek dari pempek candy atau yang merek lainnya.
Put the pempek here.
Ya, taruh pempeknya di situ.
Pencil here.
Ya, di atas bawah. Nasi gorengnya semua.
All the food. Ya, tell me
semua
some more
makanannya.
Tell me some more names.
I don't know.
You've been eating every day.
Makanan pempek atau apanya gitu, makanan lain.
Pastor it with all the food.
Ya, dengan semua makanan dibungkus Alkitabnya.
Gift wrap the Bible.
Ya, dibungkus Alkitabnya.
And give it to your friend.
Lalu kasih ke temanmu.
Pray over it.
Doakan.
And give it.
Dan beri, saudara.
That family.
Keluarga itu
will read it.
Akan baca.
And their children will become preachers.
Anak-anaknya jadi hamba Tuhan.
Their children will preach in GBI.
Anak-anak mereka akan khotbah di GBI.
GBI. Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Saudara ngerti maksudnya?
How important this book is?
Betapa pentingnya Alkitab ini, saudara.
Is there anybody here?
Adakah di sini
who have gifted a Bible to a
yang pernah kasih hadiah Alkitab
a non-Christian
kepada orang non-Kristen? Pernah?
One.
Ada pernah?
Two,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 ya, Tuhan berkati.
After listening to me,
setelah dengar saya,
how many of you feel like?
Berapa banyak yang rasanya pingin?
I have so many friends.
Ya, oh, aku punya banyak teman.
Instead of buying them a batik,
di surat
cake, ya.
Bukannya cuma, bukan cuma kasih batik atau kue.
I want to give the Bible to my friend.
Saya mau kasih Alkitab buat teman saya.
Anybody?
Ada yang mau begitu?
Anybody says I'm going to do it?
Ada yang mau bilang aku mau lakukan ini?
Can I see your hand?
Bisa lihat tangan-tangannya?
Oh, almost everyone.
Hampir semuanya.
You have a bookstore, Bible.
Ada toko buku di sini ya.
When I said this in one church.
Waktu saya bilang ini di satu gereja,
everybody ran to the Bible store and bought all the Bibles.
Semua orang lari ke toko bukunya, borong Alkitab di gereja.
The pastor was very happy.
Pendetanya senang banget.
Those Bibles were there for 20 years.
Alkitab itu udah 20 tahun gak laku-laku.
20 years, 100 Bibles.
Udah ratusan Alkitab numpuk.
After my message,
setelah khotbah saya,
all the 100 Bibles were sold.
Alkitabnya habis terjual.
Hallelujah.
Ya, hallelujah.
I bring revival in a traditional church.
Ya, saya bawa kebangunan rohani di gereja tradisi.
Come on, stand up to you.
Mari kita bangkit berdiri, saudara.
Come on, stand up.
Mari kita bangkit berdiri, saudara.
Yesus.